Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast. Number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeJet1. And it's time to get to know your foe, Miami Dolphins edition, here on this Thanksgiving Day. And I'm very thankful on Thanksgiving to have my old buddy Alf Arteaga of the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast to talk about the Dolphins on this Know Your Foe Thanksgiving Day edition, heading into the Jets matchup with the Dolphins at MetLife Stadium on Black Friday. Alf, thanks so much for coming back on the show, brother.
Thank you for having me on.
Alf, this has been a really weird year, because I feel like at the beginning of the season, everybody thought the AFC East was going to be a juggernaut. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Bills, they were going to be in this big three-way battle for the division. And now if the Dolphins are able to beat the Jets tomorrow at MetLife Stadium on Black Friday, they will pull away from the Bills and the Jets. Forget the Jets, because if the Jets lose this game, their playoff hopes go to like 0.6%, I believe is what ESPN said. So they wouldn't even be a factor in this. They'd still have a pretty good distance between themselves and the Bills, with a chance to win the rubber match in Miami and build even more distance. Let's talk about the Dolphins' season so far, and I want to begin with the head coach, Mike McDaniel. He's gotten a lot of praise in a lot of circles. It's been strange, though, because for as good as this offense has been against the better teams, and you've heard this criticism, Alf, it hasn't been as easy for them. But tell me a little bit about Mike McDaniel and everything that he cooks up in that lab and all the little madman things that he's become known for.
Yeah, he's been absolutely spectacular and as advertised. When they brought him in, and we kind of liked him on our podcast because they tried to bring him in a year earlier, but the 49ers denied our request to try to interview him for the OC job under Brian Flores. Then we saw what happened Brian Flores' last year here. It was 9-8, but it was the most tumultuous 9-8 that you can possibly have on a football team. When they interviewed him, it was obvious that that was the guy that they wanted to hire right away. And he came in with promises about having a great offense, having a great running game. And, man, he's delivered. Even while missing Tua for 5 games, the offense was 6th overall. And then this year it's number 1, and it has the number 2 ranked running game with Mostert and the rookie that he pushed for in Devon Achane. And, you know, he's built up a lot of goodwill. Everything he's promised has come to fruition. He's promised that Tua was going to be a very, very good quarterback here, possibly elite. And his actual words were, being elite is up to Tua, but I know he's going to be a good quarterback in this system. And sure enough, everything that he's promised has come to fruition. Playoffs the first year, and then the second year, it's really looking like they're going to run away with this division. As long as they could just keep beating, like everybody in the NFL keeps saying, all they do is beat the cupcakes. Cool. Okay. If they could just beat the Cupcakes the rest of this month, they could clinch the division with a month to spare, because the Bills do not play Cupcakes. They got the Eagles, they got the Chiefs, they got the Cowboys. So, yeah, we've heard the criticism, and I've always said it, and you never beat anybody good until you do. And it's you know, history is rife with teams that haven't beaten very, very good teams. And you can look inside of the AFC as well. Just look at Kansas City. They beat us. We're the good team that they've beaten. You know, you look at the Eagles, like, who are, you know, now they beat Kansas City, but the other good, before then, the good teams that they had beaten were us and the Cowboys. So it's just two. And of course, the Bills, the only good team that they've beaten is Miami. So, you know, they've heard the criticisms. They have opportunities to quell those criticisms. But in the meantime, putting away the AFC East is their top priority.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Alf, let's go a little bit more in depth on the offense. Everybody knows what's going on with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Tua, remarkably, as you and I were talking about before we started recording, has not only been really good this year, but also stayed healthy, which nobody thought was going to be the case. Talk to me about what you've seen from this 2023 Miami Dolphins offense. The brainchild, of course, of Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, and it starts with Tua. Everybody was making fun of those jiu-jitsu classes. Well, you know, there's been plenty of evidence where he's been absolutely blasted and he's turtled up and rolled out of those hits. It also helps that he's gained weight and he's playing at his heaviest weight, which is the weight that he was at as a sophomore at Alabama, which is nearly 230 pounds. So he's playing around 227. He bulked up. He took the jiu-jitsu classes. All the quarterbacks actually take the jiu-jitsu classes, and their reasoning for doing it was great, really. Mike McDaniel said that quarterbacks never get hit the entire offseason. They're wearing a red jersey. They never have any contact. So they built into their schedule a weekly class where they actually do get plenty of contact, and that's helped to keep Tua especially healthy. As far as the rest of the offense, the offensive line has just been spectacular. Kendall Lamb was a godsend. We knew Teron Armstead was going to miss games. He's only played three games this season. But all the others, they still managed to win and managed to operate at a high level. And it's mainly due to the chief backup at the tackle position in Kendall Lamb, who's been absolutely spectacular. Austin Jackson was a guy who had the bust label put on him, probably prematurely. Now he's a 24-year-old who's about to get paid. I know a lot of people don't subscribe to PFF, but PFF has him ranked as the fifth best tackle as a free agent. They're going to have to pay him. And Robert Hunt is an all-pro. So their offensive line has been really, really good this year, even though they've been taking injuries all throughout. So their depth has kept them afloat. And, of course, their balance on offense. Of course, it's Tyreek Hill. Waddle's not having a great season, but it's... you have to give something up. And I was asked a lot of fantasy questions before the season last year. And I said, look, take both wide receivers because the entire offense is built around Tua throwing to Waddle and Tyreek Hill. This year, I said, you know what? Slow down a little bit on the Waddle thing, because they've made an emphasis all offseason to building up and imposing this running game. And somebody has to suffer for it, and it's not going to be Tyreek Hill. And sure enough, the guy who's actually suffered is the number two wide receiver in Jalen Waddle. But the offensive line and the running game has absolutely taken off. And it's just been a shame that Devon Achane only got to play one snap in his return. But he is practicing this week, so you might be able to see him on Black Friday. He's absolutely electric. And you don't have to take my word for it. Just look at his stats. He averages 13 yards a carry. Okay. When he plays games, he's averaging 175 yards rushing and two touchdowns. So yes, it's been kind of smooth sailing, but they've hit kind of a rough patch here. And I don't think that you're going to see fireworks on Friday. You kind of want to see them operate at a steady and efficient level and absolutely cut out all these turnovers. They've had too many the last few weeks.
Alf, before we get to the defense, I want to talk a little bit more about what you just hit on with the turnovers, and then also what we need to know injury-wise. Anybody going to be missing? You just said Devon Achane is returning, which is good news for the Dolphins, bad news for the Jets. What else do we need to know about who's going to be returning and who's not going to be playing? And also with the turnovers, talk a little bit more about how that's been a weakness for them the last couple of weeks and what you think the Jets might be able to do to exploit it.
Yeah, as far as who's in or out, if Devon Achane can go, then he'll be RB2 behind Raheem Mostert, and they'll activate probably Jeff Wilson. If he can't go, Jeff Wilson will be the RB2, and I think they'll elevate Darrington Evans from the practice squad. So that's one to monitor going into Friday. We'll learn more tomorrow going into the game. On the offensive line, Robert Hunt is 50-50 to return. He's been out for a couple of weeks. Like I said before, he's absolutely an all-pro. He's going to get paid in the offseason. He's one of the better guards in football. If he can't go, Liam Eichenberg will play in his stead. And Lester Cotton will play at left guard as of right now. It looks like he will be healthy enough to play. Those are the injuries on offense. Chase Claypool is dealing with a knee. He had a knee procedure a couple of weeks ago, so he's 50-50 to return for this game as well. Durham Smythe is the other injury to monitor, which is our starting tight end. He returned to practice today, which is a great sign. So did Robert Jones, which is a guy that they wanted to start at left guard. So they might be getting some healthy options at guard and healthy options at tight end for Friday.
Alf, let's talk about the Dolphins defense now. Vic Fangio came in. I'm a big fan of Fangio's work. I think he's one of the best defensive coordinators of all time. And I know that things got off to a bit of a rough start for the Dolphins, but they've been settling in and playing much better lately, right?
Oh, absolutely. And my partner on the podcast, Chris Kaufman, had a tweet which is instructive. If you look at the way that this team is built, the money spent on offense is really spent on a wide receiver and a left tackle. That's it. They have cheap running backs. They have a third-round pick in Devon Achane. Mostert's making $3 million a year. The rest of the offensive line is on rookie contracts. So, who's making any money? It's all on the defense. All the high-priced talent is on defense. They have two $20 million cornerbacks in Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard. They have a $100 million edge player in Bradley Chubb, who's had a monster season. His streak was actually broken against the Raiders. He had a streak of four consecutive games with a forced fumble. So that got broken, but he did get a sack. So he kept that streak going. The talent is on defense. The money spent is on defense. So it stands to reason that they were supposed to be the more dominant unit this year. They got off to a bad start against the Chargers. They gave up 234 yards rushing. But since then, they've given up an average of 84 yards rushing. They're creeping into the top 10 in almost every single category. And this defense has become completely healthy for the first time in essentially 2 years this past week. And you kind of saw the results. They were pretty good, and they carried this team against the Raiders. And truth be told, they carried them against the Chiefs too. They only allowed two touchdowns against the Chiefs. Remember that Tyreek Hill's fumble got returned for a touchdown, and that was Kansas City's 21 points. But they shut out the Chiefs in the second half. So they've been very, very good the last 2 weeks. And as designed, Vic Fangio said it would take a little bit of time, and I guess he was right. That's been the more dominant unit the last 2 weeks.
Alf, can you get into the weeds a little bit more on what Vic Fangio is doing? Because much like McDaniel on offense, he's known for being a bit of a madman with the way he deploys his players and schemes around different talent. What's he been doing to help elevate this defense? Obviously, as you said, some guys have gotten healthy. That's been huge. But even if you look at the pass rush, you mentioned Bradley Chubb. Look at Jalen Phillips, Andrew Van Ginkel, Christian Wilkins, Zach Seiler. These are all guys that have double-digit quarterback hits. So what he's doing is working. Tell us a little bit more about what he's actually doing.
A lot of light boxes. You can see a lot of cover six. I don't know what they're going to employ against Tim Boyle. They do not blitz nearly as much as I would like them to blitz, because I tend to trust the secondary in man. So I would like to see some pressure five stuff, which is stuff that he did in Denver. He hasn't done it. He just hasn't done it as much. He did a ton of it against Mac Jones, but I guess that was more of a lack of respect for Mac Jones than anything else. Against the Chiefs, he just didn't employ too much of it, and it actually worked out. So, you know, who am I to argue? It's a lot of light boxes. They trust the two defensive tackles in Zach Seiler and Christian Wilkins to play the run on the way to the quarterback. And David Long has been an absolute find as far as a free agent signing. He's a great fill linebacker. Jerome Baker has been really good as a scrape. And those edge players have been awesome against the run in Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb. So they're playing the run with essentially a five-man box. And it's been successful. Josh Jacobs had, I believe, 34 yards rushing in that game. So, you know, they're going to employ a lot of numbers in coverage, and they're going to trust to the field side, whoever the cornerback is on that side, in man coverage, either Xavier Howard or Jalen Ramsey. They do not travel too much. So Garrett Wilson will get to pick his matchups on the perimeter. But in the slot, they've been very, very strong with Kader Kohu. But yeah, you're going to see a ton of cover six. You're going to see a bunch of short zones. And you're going to see Javon Holland essentially roam all over the place. I don't know if they'll devote more numbers to stopping Breece Hall. It stands to reason that this is Tim Boyle. It's not Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, no matter what anybody may think about him, he can threaten you deep with his arm. So maybe they devote more numbers to the box to stop Breece Hall. But as far as, you know, what's been their staple, it's been that cover six, five-man box, light boxes, playing the run with their defensive tackles. And those two linebackers pretty much playing out of their mind this year.
Alf, how do you expect Fangio to go about attacking the Jets offense, and how do you expect McDaniel to go about trying to beat this Jets defense that has been overall very impressive, although the game against Dallas, they showed some warts, and then we saw them again against the Buffalo Bills this past Sunday. What do you think the strategy is going to be from both ends of the ball here for the Dolphins?
Well, on defense, they've shown, although they showed a healthy amount of respect for Aiden O'Connell this past week, I thought he played okay. I understand he threw three interceptions against the Dolphins, so that's not going to look good. But he did make some throws, and he is capable, and they do have a lot of talent on the outside. So Vic Fangio has shown, I wouldn't call it a disdain, but a lack of respect for some quarterbacks this year, and has sent a little bit more blitzes their way. So maybe I expect something similar to that. I expect more numbers in the box to stop Breece Hall. So they might play a little bit out of character on defense, just because it is Tim Boyle at quarterback. On offense, I would expect this team to finally get back to what has been successful against teams that have really good linebacking corps, especially like what the Jets have. You got to occupy those guys on flare routes and on flat routes with your running backs. And I would expect them to employ those running backs to throw in the passing game. You got to involve them in the passing game, because if you involve your running backs in the passing game, it's going to occupy those linebackers, C.J. Mosley, Quincy Williams, and it's going to open up spaces behind them for Waddle and Hill to operate against Sauce and Reed. So I would expect the running backs to get a healthy dose in the passing game. And I think that would soften up the Jets a little bit, because that's what the teams that have had success against the Jets passing the ball have done. They've made those linebackers busy. If they're not busy, they can play in condensed areas. And if those linebackers are playing in condensed areas, then the Jets defense becomes the Jets defense, and they're really, really tough to beat.
Alf, you don't have to give me an exact score, but give me a prediction. How do you think this is going to turn out? Do you think it's going to be a blowout? Do you think it's going to be close? Who do you think's going to win? Unpack it all for me.
I already made my prediction this morning on my podcast. I believe the Dolphins will score a defensive touchdown, but the Dolphins' doldrums on their offense will continue because I really do respect this Jets defense. I think it's really good. So maybe the Dolphin offense scores two touchdowns and they get a couple of field goals. They're at 20. But I think a late defensive touchdown gets them to 27, and that's probably too much for the Jets to overcome. So I made a prediction of 27-9. I really do believe that this defense, Dolphin defense, is playing as well as they have in the last, 4 years maybe. They're kind of on fire, and they're completely healthy, which is a bad recipe for Tim Boyle, in my opinion.
Is there anything about the Jets, both offensively or defensively specifically? I know you said that you respect the Jets' defense, but anything on either of those two units that especially scare you as a Dolphins fan?
Oh, absolutely. The interior of the Jets' defensive line is a problem. And, I'm not for hurrying up, hurrying guys back into the lineup just because it's a Black Friday game and everybody's going to watch it and it's a rivalry game. But Robert Hunt is absolutely essential, and he would make me feel a lot better about the prospects of this offense moving up and down the field against the Jets if he were available. So that's where the danger is, where Quinnen Williams can take over this game by just beating up our interior offensive line, which is just not very good when we don't have our guys in there. So, I think that's where the fear is. And then, of course, like I said, if we're not employing our running backs in the passing game and we're not occupying those linebackers, the field begins to get condensed, and then it just becomes a complete slog against your defense. But I would expect Miami has had enough problems the last couple of weeks with turnovers that they might be even a little bit more conservative as far as on the offense, because you just don't want to risk anything against a Tim Boyle-led Jets team. So if you don't make mistakes, it should be harder for this Jets team to score on your defense, which is, again, completely healthy going into this game. As far as on offense, who scares me? Breece Hall, absolutely. Garrett Wilson is an absolute stud, but he needs a quarterback to get it to him. And I tend to trust Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard against Garrett Wilson in this regard. But Breece Hall, if we are going to go out there with a light box like we have all year, can he break tackles in the box? And if he does break tackles, then he could keep the Jets on schedule. And if the Jets are on schedule, they're in the game, because I do believe that the Jets defense will, they won't get run off the field. I think the Jets defense will be competitive in this game for all 60 minutes. I just, it's not that I have a lack of respect for the Jets offense. It's just, Tim Boyle, in my opinion, he can't keep up with even a mediocre Miami offense.
Alf Arteaga, co-host of the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast, thanks so much for coming back on the show and breaking down the Dolphins on this Know Your Foe edition as we get ready for the Black Friday matchup here on this Thanksgiving. Really appreciate you coming on, Alf. For those that want to check out everything you're doing at 3 Yards Per Carry, follow you on social media. What are they going to find at 3 Yards Per Carry, and how can they follow you?
You can go on our Twitter account. It's number 3 Yards Per Carry. You want to listen to our podcast, you can get us anywhere you get your podcasts. It's also the number 3 Yards Per Carry. Just type that into Google. We come out.
Make sure you check out everything Alf is doing at 3 Yards Per Carry. Follow him on Twitter. Check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. We've got some awesome All-22 breakdowns on our channel. So watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo, shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.